Following his swearing-in as governor, Macquarie addressed the assembled inhabitants of Sydney in his first public speech on the 1st of January 1810.
Fellow citizens and fellow soldiers, His Majesty, having been graciously pleased to honour me with the chief command and government of the colony of New South Wales, I think it my duty on this public occasion of assembling you together to assure you that it is my firm intention to exercise my authority with which I am thus vested with strict justice and impartiality. In executing the important duties of my office, I trust I shall experience on all occasions the cordial support of those gentlemen, civil and military, placed at the heads of the several public departments of government. I am sanguine in my hopes that all those dissensions and jealousies which have unfortunately existed in this colony for some time past will now terminate for ever and give way to a more becoming spirit of conciliation, harmony, and unanimity among all classes and descriptions of the inhabitants of it. To attain this desirable object, it is necessary that the upper ranks of the society should hold out a good example to the lower orders of the people by conducting themselves with propriety and rectitude, and by early conforming to the laws and regulations established for the benefit of the colony. I must strongly recommend to all classes of the community a strict observance of all religious duties, and a constant and regular attendance at divine worship on Sundays and other holidays set apart for that purpose. And I trust that the magistrates and all other persons of authority will exert themselves to the utmost in checking and preventing all species of vice and immorality. I need not, I hope, express my wish that the natives of this country, when they come in the way in a peaceable manner, may not be molested in their persons or property by any one, but that, on the contrary, they may always be treated with kindness and attention, so as to conciliate them as much as possible to our government and manners. From the troops I shall at all times expect a most vigilant discharge of every part of their duty, and I fondly hope that their steadiness, sobriety, and strict discipline will be so exemplary as to preclude the painful necessity of resorting, but very rarely, to any punishment. It is the earnest wish of our most gracious King and his ministers to promote the welfare and prosperity of this rising colony, His Majesty's subjects. To make them so, as far as depends upon me, is not only my duty, but will at all times constitute my chief happiness, and the honest, sober, and industrious inhabitant, whether free settler or convict, will ever find in me a friend and protector.